You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The farmers market raises questions about which fresh produce or flowers to buy, as well as whether to use an apostrophe.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Anne, so it sounds like we've got a really interesting question from a listener this week.
Tom wrote to us from Grand Rapids, and here's what he wrote. I feel really passionate about supporting farmers and eating locally grown produce. That means that in conversation and writing, I find myself confused over how to talk about the location where local farmers gather to sell their wares. Do I say or write farmers market, no apostrophe, farmer market, no S, or possessive farmers market with an apostrophe?
This is a seasonally appropriate question.
It is. Now, what's your gut? Do you want an apostrophe? Want an S?
My gut is no apostrophe.
But keep the S.
But keep the S, yeah.
That would be mine as well, though some little part of me thinks, should there be an apostrophe?
Oh, yeah. It's not without question.
Here's the issue and the explanation, according to the Associated Press style book, which is, of course, a very common and influential style book. What we have here is two words where the first is a group of people and the second is another noun. Farmers market, workers strike, homeowners insurance, and we'll deal with all of those. And the question is whether the first noun, those people, are a descriptor of the second noun or a possessor of the second noun. Mm. If they're a possessor, they should take the apostrophe. If they are just a descriptor, no apostrophe. The AP, the Associated Press, says in farmers market, it is a descriptor. In other words, it is a market for farmers, not a market owned by farmers. Therefore, no apostrophe. However, the Chicago style manual disagrees and says we should have an apostrophe there. But I think often you'll see it without an apostrophe. The AP would say that something like a writer's strike or a worker's strike also would not have an apostrophe. How do you feel about homeowners insurance?
You see, that one I'm tempted to put the apostrophe because I think, well, the insurance belongs to me, the homeowner, right?
And yet it is also insurance for homeowners. And that one you will mostly see no apostrophe. You will see no apostrophe in homeowners association, teachers college. But then there's workers compensation. And you think, well, that could be compensation for workers, so no apostrophe. However, it is typically with an apostrophe, workers' compensation, S apostrophe. I wonder if this is a leftover from when this was called workman's compensation. When you have a noun that refers to a group of people that doesn't have an S, workmen or children, you do get an apostrophe. So you get workman's comp with an apostrophe or children's hospital.
So workmen, so they changed that over, though, when it became gender
neutral.
Okay.
To workers comp, but we still have the apostrophe. Now, this issue comes up with holidays, too. Veterans Day, no apostrophe. Mother's Day.
Apostrophe.
Apostrophe and singular.
Oh, that's really weird.
So Mother's Day is mother apostrophe S.
And the same with Father's Day, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and this goes back to the woman who founded it, Ann Jarvis, and she said she wanted the day to be a celebration of each individual mother in her individual family. And when it was declared a national holiday in 1914, it was declared a holiday with mother singular apostrophe S.
So many rules, so many different things to remember. Well, Anne, I hope you have some time to get out to the farmer's market this weekend. It's supposed to be nice.
Thanks very much.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.